Hey, thanks for checking out this episode of Automotive Repair News Today. If you're a shop owner who's constantly holding on to those uncashed checks to yourself to keep the shop running, or maybe you're struggling with productivity issues with technicians and aren't sure what to do, well, I've got some good news. Reach out to Chris Cotton at AutoFix Auto Shop Coaching and book a free strategy session today. You'll learn from the best and get one-on-one customized attention from either Chris or one of his incredible coaches. And I want to stress, it's one-on-one. This is not cut-and-paste tactics they give to each shop owner. They hear from you and work to detail personalized advice on how to grow. Many of their clients have found themselves calling their coach a friend, and you could too. Book your free strategy session today and mention you heard about them on the Automotive Repair News Today podcast. Visit the link in the description. Welcome to Automotive Repair News Today. I'm Braxton Critcher. The U.S. Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions, or HELP, a subcommittee of Employment and Workplace Safety, held a hearing to evaluate the impact and challenges of youth apprenticeship programs. They also discussed the potential of the Youth Apprenticeship Advancement Act to address these issues, supported by the Automotive Service Association, ASA. ASA emphasized the importance of such programs in addressing the growing need for automotive technicians, particularly in light of the increasing demand for electric vehicle EV technology. Despite substantial government investment in EV research and development, independent repair shops struggle to keep pace due to a lack of funding for training and equipment. The proposed Youth Apprenticeship Advancement Act, funded by H-1B, hopes to address these challenges by providing $100 million annually over 5 years to expand workforce training programs for apprentices ages 16 through 22. Stellantis, the parent company of Chrysler, Dodge, Fiat, and others, announced they're laying off approximately 400 salaried employees across the U.S., primarily in engineering, technology, and software units. This amounts to about 2% of employees in these sectors nationwide. The layoffs are effective March 31st, with the company citing the need to enhance efficiency and optimize its cost structure. These actions align with Stellantis' strategic plan, Dare Forward 2030, aimed at boosting profits and doubling revenue to 300 billion euros by 2030. The company emphasized the importance of implementing its EV products and long-term strategic goals. Tanner Brandt, president of AutoDiag Clinic, said this isn't all about cutting costs, but a shift in focus for Stellantis.
They're basically scaling back on what they're doing with mechanical stuff or ICE engine stuff and going, okay, well, now we need, you know, because we're trying to get into EV, maybe we need electrical engineers or we need software engineers or whatever that looks like.
Apex is restructuring its training and selection process for this year's event. Held annually in Las Vegas, Nevada, November 5th through the 7th this year, and for the first time, organizers are giving more freedom to educators and speakers at the event. From class lengths to topics, instructors are afforded new flexibilities, allowing them to provide education opportunities for the automotive aftermarket, unlike previous events. This news creates a buzz for the event coming in the fall for greater learning and networking opportunities. Again, the event is scheduled this year for November 5th through the 7th in Las Vegas, Nevada. Dorman Products has released a few new parts that promise to save money for shops and car owners and makes repairs easier on technicians. Lester Kovacs, Director of Ideation at Dorman Products, explains.
Direct replacement armrests for 2010 to 14 GM trucks, where previously you had to buy a whole entire expensive panel. So we give the end user, whether it's a technician or DIYer, a way to make that part now serviceable. The other big one is we've added transmission pan, and this is another really cool one. So on these newer vehicles, the original equipment manufacturer transmission pan has a non-serviceable filter. Our line of transmission pans has a unique serviceable filter. On a subsequent service, you can now service the filter instead of having to replace the whole entire expensive transmission pan.
Tool Tech is coming up April 22nd through 24th in Newport Beach, California. A show normally designed for automotive tool manufacturers, this year, for just the second time, independent shop owners are invited to attend. This year's event covers cybersecurity updates, AI and automotive, and an open panel of shop owners to discuss the state of the industry and more. To sign up, email Braxton at automotiverepairnews.com. Automotive repair shops throughout San Antonio, Texas are experiencing a welcome alleviation in parts costs per report by KSAT 12. The spike in part prices began during the COVID-19 pandemic when oil and filter prices doubled. But that's starting to change. Why? Part availability. This enhanced availability doesn't just benefit repair shops, but extends to used car lots as well. Computer chip shortages and union strikes disrupted new car availability, prompting a surge in consumer interest in the used car market. Recent insights from Cox Automotive indicate a decline in used vehicle prices nationwide in February, and as the prices of vehicle parts continue to decline, a ripple effect on used vehicle prices should be expected, and hopefully not just for Texas, but across the U.S. Brian Walker of Shop Marketing Pros and Chris Enright of Enright Automotive will host an 8-hour workshop to empower shop owners, techs, and service advisors with effective video marketing strategies. The training is April 13th from 8 to 5 at L&N Automotive in Blowing Rock, North Carolina. Additional networking events are available, including a dinner on April 13th and a networking event on the 14th. Registration can be found at shopmarketingpros.com. I'm Braxton Critcher, and thanks so much for listening to Automotive Repair News Today. To submit a news story for consideration on this podcast, email Braxton at automotiverepairnews.com. That's Braxton at automotiverepairnews.com. To help grow the podcast, please like, comment, and subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast platform. And give us a follow on social media for additional content not included in this show.